Locker room chats here continue on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Quentin Prophet here alongside Brad Brockschman, head coach of the Axtell Lady Eagles, who are off to a nice tournament start so far, already 2-0 in the Twin Valley League Tournament, one of their best starts here in the tournament since 2015. A chance for a Twin Valley League Championship potentially on the line, but they got to get past a tough team in Lynn coming up here this Friday. Coverage of 92.1 KMZA. Before we talk about that, let's talk about your past couple of games here, Coach. You can touch quickly on that Troy game last Thursday, a big victory for that one, but then also the two Twin Valley League tournament wins, the one over Onega 49-34, and the even bigger one over Valley Heights 59-54, beating the Mustangs for the first time since 2016. Coach, tell me about the last week for you and your team.
You know, I thought Thursday against Lynn, or against Troy, we played a pretty good second half. We really slowed down the Whitestein girl and made it difficult on her. And then Saturday against Onega there, we didn't play good at all. We just didn't have any energy. It was a typical Saturday game. But then, I think the girls responded well. We had a good practice on Sunday. You know, we had a good walkthrough on Monday. And, you know, the first half we started against Valley Heights, and we didn't start off the way we wanted to, didn't quite have the energy. You know, in the second half, fourth quarter, or the third quarter, I thought we played probably the best basketball we played all year in that quarter, and then struggled in the fourth quarter, lots of turnovers. You know, it's getting in these big games, the only way you can really practice it is by playing in them. So, we did turn the ball over quite a few times, but, you know, we ended up closing the door.
And you're looking at some of the tournament performances for you and your team. Caitlin Zettweiler, a young sophomore on this team, she's just got an incredible amount of energy and hustle on the floor, already over double-digit points, rebounds, and steals throughout this tournament. She had 13 steals against Onega. She had an impressive 22 points against Valley Heights, a game that you outscored Valley Heights 25-6 in the third quarter. Again, tell me about Caitlin Zettweiler. You talked about her once already this season, but kind of what she means to this team, and especially in this Twin Valley tournament, especially as a young player, getting this experience and coming in here and playing the way she has been.
You know, I've been saying this from the start of the year, you know, Caitlin's she's the focal point of our team. I mean, if she goes, we go type of deal. You know, she's putting up massive numbers as far as rebounding, steals, points, you know, and the scary thing is this kid can get even better. You know, if she lets it slow down a little bit, gets more teammates involved, and you know, there's so many things that she can learn, and she's just young, and she's still an incredible player for us.
Well, you mentioned massive numbers, a big one, 500 rebounds for Natalie Stroppin. Just tell me about that milestone as kind of the overall player Natalie has been here for you in her career as well as this season.
You know, Natalie's a great kid. The first year that I started coaching, it was her freshman year, and me and that kid have been through a lot of ups and downs. I mean, a lot of bad seasons together and a lot of frustrations together. And, you know, it's really good to see her get this, and it's really good to see her, you know, have this success in her senior season.
Well, upcoming here, more success potentially to come as you take on Lynn this Friday and a chance to maybe go to the Twin Valley League Championship. So, Coach, what are going to be some keys here for the rest and remaining here this tournament?
Well, I mean, against Lynn, we've obviously seen them before. You know, they didn't play their best, and we definitely didn't play our best. And, I think the girls are excited. You know, yesterday is probably the best practice that we've had all year. You know, the girls' energy is so high. You know, they're ready. You know, they're ready for the challenge, and, you know, it's going to come down to, you know, rebounding the basketball and who takes care of the basketball, you know. First time we played them, we turned the ball over 37 times. You're not going to win very many ball games doing that, you know. So we can take care of the basketball and rebound and defend. You know, we're going to have a shot.
Well, Coach, appreciate your time jumping here and joining us for week number 6 here of our locker room chats, and good luck here in your upcoming TVL tournament play.
Thank you, sir.
That was head coach Brad Brockschman with the Axtell Lady Eagles, a chance to win the Twin Valley Championship for the first time here in the Twin Valley League. Coverage on 92.1 KMZA on the Lynn game upcoming here on Friday.